Okay, so right now all of you are muted except for Gulmarj and myself, and welcome to the first in a series of weekly teleconference classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. Bhakti Charu Swami Gulmarj is a Vaishnava sannyasi in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and Marj will be talking on one particular chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam every week. This week we'll start with the first chapter, and we hope to progress this onwards as regularly as possible, hopefully at least once a week or once every fortnight, and to continue throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Guru Maharaj travels a lot, so this is one way that Maharaj can stay connected to his devotees and well-wishers and continue his preaching from anywhere in the world. Right now, Guru Maharaj is in Spain. He's traveling throughout Europe, and he will be speaking for about 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes, following which there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. At the appropriate time, when Maharaj has finished his discourse, I will explain how each of you can ask a question. You can dial a certain code to ask a question, and you'll be queued up, and I will allow one question at a time that you can address to Guru Maharaj. So for the first part of the call, everyone is muted except for Maharaj. Okay, great. So Guru Maharaj, over to you.
Hare Krishna. Maybe at this point you can unmute it so we can get a little response from them.
Sure. Okay, Maharaj, everyone is unmuted. But there will be a lot of noise.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I thought in the beginning we can unmute it so that we can hear each other. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Very keen on having this kind of program that at least once a week I can give a class in the internet for the devotees from all over the world to listen. So with that, because of his initiative, this program he actually organized, and this is the first one, and as Atma already mentioned, that we will have one class every week. We'll try to make it every week because sometimes my travel schedule may not allow me to do the class every Saturday. And anyway, that we will see how it goes. And what I thought is I'll start from the chapter one of the first canto, and every week we will discuss one chapter. So naturally, we are going to begin from the beginning, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter. This first chapter is actually the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is the questions by the introduction to Bhagavatam. The sages of Naimish sages assembled in Naimisharanya, and how they started to ask questions to Suta Goswami. And at the beginning of this chapter, it describes What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the entire Vedic wisdom. If you take the Vedic wisdom, then the cream of that Vedic wisdom is Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of the Vedic wisdom is Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam first was received by Lord Brahma. Krishna gave this Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma in a chatushloki. Krishna just gave him four verses, and through these four verses, Brahma got the perfect understanding. And that understanding was the understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam actually is. The knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then later on, Vasudev, seeing that the age of Kali will become such a degraded age and people will not have any understanding, then he was assigned with the responsibility to systematically analyze the Vedas, systematically divide the Vedas for the understanding of less intelligent people or general public. So, and he did that. He divided the Vedas into four branches, Rig, Sham, Yajur, and Atharva. And then he gave the Vedangas, different limbs of the Vedas, the Puranas, Itihash, Mahabharat. And then finally, he gave the Sutra, the essence of the Vedas in the Vedic wisdom, the crux of the Vedic wisdom in a symbolic form, which is known as the Sutras. And so, and that was his, he thought that his business has been completed. He gave, the divided the Vedas, simplified the Vedas, and gave Itihash or Mahabharat, which was meant for people, those who are not intellectually that advanced, Stri, Vaishya, Stata, Sudra. So women, Vaishya, and Sudra, this Itihash was, or Mahabharat was given in the story form through the description of the Pandavas, Pandava dynasty, Kuru dynasty, leading to the Battle of Kurukshetra. And then for the most intelligent class of people, he gave the Vedanta Sutra, the end of the Vedas, concluding in the Sutra form. So, but still he felt that his heart was not satisfied. Still he felt some despondency, dissatisfaction in his heart. And at that time, Narad Muni came to him. And Narad Muni reminded him the purpose of his discontentment, why his heart was not fully satisfied. Because the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was not there in a direct way in his presentation. And this was the inspiration that Vasudev received from Narad Muni, or instruction that he received from Narad Muni to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this Bhagavatam falls in the category of Puran. generally the Vedic wisdom branches off into two main branches, Upanishad and Puran. So in the Puran section, Puran means description of activities regarding the Lord and his devotees. So that is the Puran. Itihas means history, the chronological description of the dynasties, the rulers of this planet. That is Itihas. And Puran is actually the descriptions of the activities of the Lord and his devotees. So there are 18 Purans, and out of them, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the topmost. Of those Purans, 6 are in dealing with mode of ignorance, 6 are dealing with mode of passion, and other 6 are dealing with mode of weakness. But Bhagavatam is actually transcendental to the modes of material nature. Therefore, Bhagavatam is considered to be Amal Puran. Amal Puran. Amal, mal means impurities. And Amal means free from impurities. Srimad Bhagavatam is free from all impurities. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the topmost, or because Srimad Bhagavatam is free from all impurities, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Puran. And at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been, these points have been very clearly mentioned. The first verse is actually taking one aphorism or sutra of the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jataha. So Janmadasya Jataha, that Janma means birth, Adi means etc. And Jataha means whatever there is. So whatever there is from birth or creation onwards, they are all coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janmadasya Jataha Annayad Itarataha Stvarthe Sabhikasvara. So the person from whom all the creation, etc., is manifesting is completely independent, and he is aware of everything. He is cognizant of everything. Sabhikya and Sarat. He is completely independent. Completely independent means there is no one superior to him. He is the supreme. Like that is the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all cognizant, he knows everything, and he is completely independent. And he is the Supreme. And Tene Brahmarida Ya Adikavai Muhyanti Jatsuraya. He imparted this knowledge in the heart of Brahma. Adikavai. Adikavi is Brahma. And this transcendental knowledge he imparted in the heart of Brahma. So from this we can understand one thing, that this knowledge is not a knowledge that is received in the head by intellect. This is a knowledge that is revealed in the heart. Brahmarida. Dibhogyan Hride Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. So it is not an intellectually acquired knowledge. Material knowledge is received in the head through intellect. But this is a matter of devotion. Devotion means surrender to the devotee of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of his devotee and the personality, the bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imparts the knowledge into the heart of a devotee. So that is the simple process, or that is the process. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena shevaya upadekshanti te jnana. Upadekshanti, upadekshanti. He imparts the knowledge. The guru imparts the knowledge in the heart. Dibba gyan ride prakashito. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. So that is how Brahma received this knowledge. And then Brahma gave this knowledge to his son Narada. Why Brahma gave this knowledge to Narada? Because Narada was free from all material desires. So in Bhagavatam, at the beginning also, that has been pointed out. The qualification of a devotee to receive this knowledge. Dharma prajjita kaitava atra parama nirmat saranam sata. When all the tendencies of dharma is completely rejected, completely eliminated, then only one becomes qualified to receive this knowledge. When one becomes free from all material desires, all the tendencies for enjoying this material world, then only he becomes nirmatsar, or completely free from envy, and then only he becomes qualified to receive this knowledge. And Prabhupada is pointing out dharma in this respect as the religious activities that are motivated by material desire. That is what is dharma. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. But this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Dharma, religious activities for the benefit of sense gratification, for the sake of sense gratification. Artha, economic development. Kam, fulfillment of desire. And finally, liberation. But beyond liberation, there is the spiritual situation. So when one becomes spiritually situated, then only he becomes qualified to Vedam Vastava Matra Vastu Shivadam Tapotrayanam. Vedam, he can understand Vastava Matra Vastu, this transcendental reality. And Shivadam, that actually gives total freedom from all kinds of anxiety and distress. Complete tranquility or peace of mind. And tapotra and unvulanam, threefold miseries of the material nature are completely uprooted. Adhi atmik, adhi daivik, and adhi bhautik. So these threefold miseries are completely uprooted. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the topmost of all Puranas. Bhagavatam is actually the final word of Vedic wisdom, the final conclusion of the Vedic wisdom. Srila Sanatana Goswami very wonderfully described the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, the objective of Srimad Bhagavatam through his Brihad Bhagavatam. It takes us, not only the platform of devotion, establishing the platform of devotion, it takes us from higher and higher stages of devotion, ultimately going to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, the devotion of the gopis, and among the gopis, the devotion of Srimati Radharani. That is the highest spiritual understanding. That is the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam, in this way, is giving us the most elevated and most perfect spiritual understanding. Therefore, Bhashivadam Taputrayam Mulanam. And Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Kriti. This Bhagavatam has been given by great sage Vyasdeva. Kimba Paravidishvara. What's the need for anything else? There are different other spiritual knowledge. But when one receives the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, then there is no need for any other aspects of Vedic wisdom. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, these are all becomes totally redundant, totally unnecessary. As a matter of fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that this Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda aspects of the Vedas are actually two branches of poison, two pots of poison. Two pots of poison. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kebhuli, Bishero Bhanda. Bisha, Vish means poison. Bhanda means pot. These are two pots of poison. Kadar, Nanajani Brahman Kare, Kadarja Bhakkham Kare, Tar Janma Adhokpati Jai. So one who gets attached to Karmakanda and Jnanakanda section of the Vedas, they simply travel in different species of life. Nanajani Brahman Kare. They are in the material nature, they keep on transmigrating from one body to another, according to his karma. And Kadarja Bhakkhan Kare, he eats all kinds of abominable stuff. And Tar Janmo Adhokpati Jai, his birth is totally wasted. So in this way we can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate wisdom, ultimate spiritual wisdom. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also pointed out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conclusion is that Srimad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the ultimate worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan. Aradhya means worshipable. So this Aradhya Bhagavan, the supreme worshipable Lord, is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Stadhama Vrindavan. And his abode, Vrindavan, also is worshipable. And Ramma Kachi Dupashana Brajabodhu Varkena Jagul. The way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan worshipped him, that was the highest form of worship. Brajavadhu Vargena Jagrut. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramadam Amalam. That spotless Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof. So this way we can see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing his teachings through the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. And why Srimad Bhagavatam? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate scripture. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. On the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is establishing his teachings. And the goal of life is to receive the loving devotional service to Krishna. Prema Kumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradharanapati. So this is the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just accept it, and there is no need to accept anything else. Tatradara napala. Similarly, at the beginning of Bhagavatam also, the same kind of point has been established. King Bapara Vidishara. What's the need for anything else? But once you get the highest, then what's the need for anything else? Bhagavatam also has been described as the Mahapuran. There are many Purans, but there is only one Mahapuran, Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Mahapuran has 10 symptoms. 10 symptoms of a Mahapuran. Other Purans are there, some is dealing with 5, some with 7, etc. But Bhagavatam is dealing with all 10. What are those symptoms of Mahapuran? Atra sarva visargascha sthanam poshanam utaya manvantara ishanukatha nirodha muktir ashraya. Sarga, principal creation. Creation that was conducted by Vishnu. That is Sarga. Primary creation, initial creation. Mahavishnu, what is the understanding of creation? Our understanding of creation is very scientific. Or scientific in the sense, our understanding of creation is actual real creation. So that creation is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself as Mahavishnu, and he lies in the causal ocean, and as he breathes through his breathing, the bubbles that are generated, those bubbles are the universe. So these are jasraika nishyashita kala mathavalamba jivanti lomo vilaja jagadanda matha Vishnur mahat sahya jasya kala visheshu. So this Vishnur mahat, Mahavishnu, lies in the causal ocean, and he breathes. Each duration of his breathing is the duration of the universe. He breathes out the universes, the bubbles that are generated, they are created. Universes are created. And as he breathes in, they go in. So one breath of Vishnu is the cause of appearance and annihilation of all the universe. And this Mahavishnu, Jayasa Kala Vishesha, is Mahavishnu, is an expansion and expansion and expansion of Krishna, Govinda. So, anyway, so that is the primary creation. Vishnu breathes and the material universes become manifest. Then, Vishnu again enters into each universe as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. And then from his navel comes out a lotus, and Brahma is situated in that lotus. So that is the beginning of creation. And then creation from Brahma onwards is Visarga, secondary creation, a sub-creation. Primary creation, sub-creation. Then sthanam, the planetary descriptions of the planetary system. How the different planets are situated. There are 14 planetary systems in each universe. 7 higher planetary systems, 7 lower planetary systems. Then, Poshanam, how this material nature is being maintained? Who is maintaining everything? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is maintaining everything. So, in this way, Bhagavatam gives very clear understanding of these aspects. Utsanam, Poshanam, Utaya, the tendency to expand, tendency to procreate. Then Manvantara, how in a day of Brahma there are 14 Manu, and the Manus come with a full entourage. Just like in a factory, there is a shift. One shift goes, another shift comes. So when a new shift comes, it has the same structure. Different, say in a machine, there are different machine, there are different operators of the machines. Then there is a foreman who is in charge of the shift, etc. So similarly, there are different sets of demigods, and even the incarnation of the Lord in different manvantara. So they come one after another. There are 14 manus. They come in a day of Brahma. Manvantara, Ishanukatha, the descriptions of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as His incarnations. Ishanukatha. Then Nirodha, cessation of material activities. That leads to mukti, liberation from material bondage. Now generally people think that mukti or liberation is the ultimate goal. But Bhagavatam is giving us an understanding that is even beyond mukti. What is after mukti? One becomes liberated, but what after liberation? That ashraya literally means a shelter. So even after liberation, there is a need of a shelter. Like a person has become free from his prison condition, become free from the prison. Now, for a criminal, it may be the goal of life to get out of the prison, but when he goes out of the prison, then what's he going to do? If he doesn't have a job, if he doesn't have any source of income, well, he's going to starve. So liberation from prison, freedom from prison is not the goal. The question is, what is he going to do after he is liberated? And after liberation comes the supreme shelter. And who is the supreme shelter? The supreme shelter is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as one can consider that, okay, a prisoner has come out of the prison. But when he comes out of the prison, the arrangement is made that he will go to the palace of the king. Now what a good fortune, from prison to the palace of the king. So that is what happens to a person who surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only he becomes free from his prison condition, in imprisonment, but he is elevated to the palace, to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme proprietor, who is the supreme controller, and who is the supreme enjoyer. So that is the ultimate. And this understanding has been perfectly presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is so special. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate spiritual wisdom. So the sages in Naimisharanya, the sages assembled in Naimisharanya when the age of Kali began. Because they knew that the condition of the age of Kali is going to be very, very difficult. It's an age where people have become extremely sinful. People, knowing that very, very difficult situation of the age of Kali, these exalted spiritual personalities assembled in Naimisharanya. Naimisha Animesha Kshetra. Animesha Kshetra. Naimisha is a forest, Naimisharanya, but Animesha Kshetra. Nimesh means blink, wink, but or closing of the eyes. This is the place where the Lord is always awake. He doesn't close his eyes. So that's why Naimisharanya is so special. So they all assembled in Naimisharanya. And they performed a thousand year long sacrifice. Sahasram Samamashata. And there they one morning, they after performing their morning sacrifice, they offered the Vasasan to Suta Goswami and requested him to tell them what is the ultimate goal of life. And they're describing the qualification of Suta Goswami. Taya khalu puranani. Seti Hashani Chanaka Akhatana Padhitani Dharma Shastrani Chanaka. You very well know, very nicely, very perfectly know Taya Khalu Puranani. You know all the Puranas. Sa Itihashani, along with the history. And you know the purports of all the dharma shastras, the shastras that are describing the purpose of different religious activities. And on top of that, you are cha anagha, you are sinless. So this is the qualification of a speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has perfect understanding of all the other scriptures, and he is sinless. And on top of everything, he has received the special mercy of his spiritual masters. And in this way, they started to request Suta Goswami, please tell us, now that Kali Yuga has begun, what should be done? This is a very, very difficult age. In this age, people will completely forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead and so in this difficult situation, what should people do? O learned one, this is the 10th verse of the first chapter of first canto. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Prayen alpayusha sabhya, kalavashmin yuge jana, mando sumando matayo, mando bhagga hi upadhyuta. So this is the condition of the people of the age of Kali. They have very short span of life. They are quarrelsome. They are lazy. They are misguided. They are unfortunate. And above all, they are always disturbed by all kinds of material calamity. So, and they say, the Sutta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and His incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by previous acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them. The words of our acharyas, the wisdom that has been given by our acharyas, previous acharyas, elevate us to the spiritual platform and benefit us spiritually, just even by hearing and speaking. Not only by speaking we make advancement, by hearing alone we can also make advancement. And then they actually asked, when Sri Krishna, please tell us what the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, along with Balaram, played like a human being. And as master, he performed many superhuman acts. Krishna came with Balaram and played like two ordinary human beings, two cowherd boys. But their activities were extraordinary. That is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead performed his pastimes. So, this is how Srimad Bhagavatam actually is meant to describe, or Srimad Bhagavatam eventually going to describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can see that Sutta Goswami did not directly go straight into the pastimes of the Lord. He went gradually, starting from creation, sub-creation, and planetary systems, and how everything is being maintained by the Lord. Gradually, He is elevating us to the platform of Krishna consciousness so that we can have a clear understanding by becoming qualified ourselves. By hearing, by going through the process of state by state, we become qualified. Just like a person who wants to study is not taken straight to the college or the university. He goes through the preparatory stages, the kindergarten, primary school, secondary school, high school, college, university. So this is how, in this case also, one has to go state by state, stage by stage, to the point when one becomes eligible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Does anybody have any question? Atman?
Yes, Maharaj. So, if anyone has any questions, you can please dial *6. That's *6, and you will be added to the Q&A queue, and we can take questions one at a time. So please dial *6. If at any time you want to mute your line, you can dial *6 again during your question. So please go ahead. Any questions? Please dial *6 now if you have a question. Okay, so we have one question. You should hear a message. Hello. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. This is Chandra Das here. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Can you hear me?
Yes, Purnachandra Prabhu, we can hear you. Maharaj, can you hear Purnachandra Prabhu? Guru Maharaj, can you hear Purna Chandra Prabhu? Guru Maharaj?
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj and Atma Prabhu, for arranging this. This was very good. We really thank you. Guru Maharaj, I have a question related to Mahapurana. It was very helpful. You mentioned about the 10 symptoms of Mahapurana, because many times when preaching, this question comes, there are so many Puranas, why, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapurana, why we should follow. So this gives us a nice understanding. So I wanted to know more about this. So Guru Maharaj, if you can guide where I can find more information about these 10 symptoms.
Okay, yeah. 10 symptoms given in Srimad Bhagavatam itself. That verse of mentioned. Astra Sarva Vishudashya Sthanam Poshanam Utaya Manvantara Ishanu Katha Nirodha Muktir Ashraya. So these are the symptoms from the first canto itself of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Any other question, Atma?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. And thank you, Atma Prabhu, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to hear from Guru Maharaj. My question is, Guru Maharaj, can you hear me, Guru Maharaj?
I can hear you. Who are you? Who is speaking?
Ananda Dulal.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, I just wanted to understand, you know, you explained very expertly that, you know, we have to go stage by stage. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, you know, like Prabhupada mentioned, that, you know, take the elevator, just Nam Sankirtan. So could you explain me that and then by step by step?
Yeah. The elevator is there, but elevator, if you're on the first floor, if you're on the ground floor, then you have to get into the elevator on the ground floor, and the elevator will go up to the top floor, passing through second, first, second, third, fourth, etc. You are not making any endeavor to climb the stairs, but elevator is taking you up, but elevator is going through those stages. And it is taking you to the topmost stage, and when you go to the topmost stage, then you see what is there, the purpose of the getting into the elevator has been served. So that is the mercy. The floor thing, it's not the floors disappear. Floors don't disappear. But elevator takes you to higher and higher platform. Clear?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Yeah, thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Maharaj, we have 3 more questions. So
yes.
Let's move to the next one. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, this is Girish from Gurgaon.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Girish.
Yes, it is so good to hear your voice. And you won't believe that today morning only the temple president told me to start reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you know. And today evening only I get to hear this class, you know.
Very
my,
good.
So, you know, it was a very good coincidence for me. I was reading about, you know, in Tattva Sandharbh, you know, though the temple president told me to stop reading it, but, you know, I was, you know, too many people whom I meet, they say the Shrutis are on the topmost platform, and Puranas and Itihas, they are all Smritis, you know, and they are not so highly, you know, situated. Can you explain the difference between Shruti and Smriti, and why there is this difference between two of them?
You see, the word Shruti means what you heard, right?
Okay.
From what you hear, like what has been heard from.
Correct. So So why is the difference in the literature, you know, of Shruti and Smriti?
The question, and then the question. When you are asking a question, hearing is the most important thing. If you don't hear, you'll never be able to understand anything. Shruti means hearing, and Smriti means remembering. You hear and then you assimilate, and that is Smriti. So first you hear and then you assimilate. How can you say one is more important than the other? Can you hear, can you remember without hearing? Or can you, and what is the use of hearing if you cannot? So both are equally important. One is more important than they do not know themselves. And besides that, why are you jumping into Tattva Sandarbha? What will you understand the Tattva Sandarbha when you didn't even read Srimad Bhagavatam? Go step by step, don't jump. What's the point of what will you understand by reading Tattva Sandarbha?
I was just reading, Guru Maharaj, I was just trying to search on the net, you know, and it came on the online, you know. I was not purposely looking for that document, you know.
Yeah, so what your president asked you, just do that. He told you to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I will say even before reading Srimad Bhagavatam, properly read and understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the initial study. Okay, next question.
I will do that and follow it, Guru Maharaj. I'll do this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, next question. Avani?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Nisha.
Oh.
Hare Krishna, Nisha.
Dhanvat Pranam, Guru Maharaj.
So, what's your question?
My question is, can a devotee desire for liberation?
Devotee, initially he may desire liberation, but at an advanced stage, he does not care for liberation. Because by becoming a devotee, he already went past the stage of liberation. Like for example, imprisonment, release from prison house, and then staying with the king in the palace. Those who are in the prison, they need to become free from the prison, right? But those who are already staying with the king in the palace, do they care for freedom from imprisonment?
No.
So that's a devotee. Devotee is already with the Lord, therefore a devotee doesn't have to separately aspire for liberation.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvat
Pranam. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Aditya Narayan Das. Please ask my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Guru Maharaj, my question is, you mentioned that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the knowledge which is revealed in the heart. And
right.
And also, like, we actually, when we read Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam translation and purport, we try to understand with our, like, contaminated material intelligence.
Yeah.
So, I was just trying to understand that how do we actually acquire knowledge? When we read, we are trying to understand material intelligence, and also on the other hand, this knowledge is revealed in the heart. So,
yeah.
I just wanted some clarification.
Yeah. Good. Very good question. So, the first acceptance will be through the intellect, through the mind, right? But ultimate realization will be a matter of revelation in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through the process. Yes, knowledge, cultivation of knowledge is important. We have to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pastimes and His abode and His associates and His qualities. So these are the things that we assimilate by hearing. But ultimate revelation is something like being the Lord. See the difference?
Yes, sir.
So, understanding about Him is one, but seeing Him face to face is another thing. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Guru. That's very clear.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Chandan Pranam. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, can you hear me? Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Pranam. Can you hear me, Guru Maharaj? Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj, can you hear?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandat Pranam.
Let me just put you on hold for 1 second. Maharaj, can you hear?
I can hear you, yeah.
Did you hear the question? Did you hear the caller?
I could hear her voice, but I couldn't hear. She was just, she couldn't hear me. So she was just saying,
yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, I'll try one more time.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your question.
Dandat Pranam Guru Maharaj. My question is, that you explained that Naimisharanya is the divine place, is transcendental place, where Krishna doesn't, or Lord doesn't close his eyes. Then what is the meaning of this, that Lord doesn't close his eyes? Does Vishnu or Krishna close his eyes means, what is the meaning of this line? Can you explain, Guru Maharaj, in this?
Being merciful to the residents of the place. His attention is always there. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on to the last question.
Well, is there any other question?
Yes, one more question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Corey. Okay, we've lost that last question. So that's all of the questions, Maharaj. And I think we've reached the end. So, Maharaj, any final word from you? I have a couple of announcements, but any final word from you?
Okay, first question is, how was the transmission?
Yes, Maharaj, it was very good. The line quality is very good, if that's what you're asking.
So, did everybody... Did we unmute it, Atma?
For everyone, Maharaj?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will unmute the line for everyone. If there is any background noise where you are, please press *6 to mute your line because it will be difficult for everyone to hear. So I will now unmute everyone. If you want to unmute your own personal line, please press *6, okay?
Muted.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare
Krishna. Maharaj, can
Hare
you...
Hare Krishna,
okay, actually what I've... Guru Maharaj, what I've done, Maharaj, what I've done is to mute everyone. And if anyone wants to unmute themselves, they can press *6 to speak to Maharaj.
Okay. So,
Maharaj, you had a question for the audience?
Thank you very much. And I have been very happy to NTA is flying out of London, and next Saturday Today, I'll also be giving an initiation in London along with Radhanath Maharaj. And that's why next Saturday it won't be possible to have this conference. Anand, should we have it some other day then?
Maharaj, I think Saturday or Sunday is ideal because, given that it's happening at various times of the day for different people around the world.
So let us skip the next Saturday and go to...
Yes, Maharaj.
Saturday after.
Okay, so the next conference will be on Saturday the 4th, Maharaj.
Saturday the 4th, okay. Very good.
Okay, great. So, thank you very much, Maharaj. I just have a couple of quick announcements. Thank you very much, everyone, for participating in the call. And thank you also very much to Guru Maharaj for leading the teleconference and giving us his wonderful insights. Please do send your feedback to info@vpnglobal.org. That's info@VPN, that's Vaishnava Professional Network, vpnglobal.org. If you have any questions or suggestions or feedback, please send them there. You can stay in touch with Guru Maharaj by joining the mailing list, BCS Ista Gosti. And to join that mailing list, please email ramananda.raya, that's R-A-Y-A, .bcs@pamho.net. That's ramananda.raya.bcs@pamho.net to join Guru Maharaj's mailing list. And you can also learn more about Guru Maharaj at his website, bcswami.com. That's bcswami.com. And finally, please join the Facebook page, Bhakti Charu Swami, to stay in touch and to keep updated on the next teleconference. Okay? Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for participating.